And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Fishing Charters, Bite Journal, all that good stuff. You stay tuned. It's going to be an awesome show talking sea bass, talking tuna, talking yellowtail. Whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's fishing, we're going to talk about it. Stay tuned, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, our buddy Brandon Hayward is here. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, great to have you. What's been going on with Bite Fishing Charters?
Our usual kind of winter program with, dare I say, the best winter or the best shots at winter sea bass I've had since I started the business, and probably in the last 12 or 15 years. Had some nice trips this month and last month before all this weather and everything. So that's good to see. That
winter sea bass.
Yeah, that kind of coupled with the fact that last year they were biting in March and April,
mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of more towards traditional definitions. You know, people think about that fish as a winter fish and a spring fish over at that island, and I think on top of everything else that's been going on the last 3 or 4 years, we have that to work with as well. So it's definitely high tide in the fishing industry here.
It's a good time to be an angler, no doubt
yeah.
about it. So you say winter sea bass, is that because there's a lot of squid around? What's causing it?
That's a great question. I think it's kind of a confluence of things. There's some squid around. I didn't hear of any real fish caught in the squid areas. Hmm. So we caught ours on a kelp line in kind of like a shallow water, like beachy type spot in December. Yeah, really neat. So I think the squid definitely gives it some holding and some stopping power. And up until, you know, I haven't been out because of this weather and everything, but the last time I was over there, the water was 60.5 in the morning and a tick above 61 in the afternoon. So that's kind of perfect for that fish wintertime.
Yeah. I mean, normally that would be in the 50s, right?
Right, right. A lot of small grade yellows, like an annoying amount of, right. Call them, you know, 5 to 8 pounders or 12 pounders or whatever. And again, you know, everyone's so, dare we say, spoiled, but if that was happening 6 or 7 years ago, a January yellowtail bite at Catalina, people would be piling on it, you know? So you can go over there and have a great, great day. Wes had 8 halibut one day or 9 halibut or something like that.
Cool.
Yeah, kind of landed on the right beach in the right little kind of patch of those things. Kind of killed him on the sea bass because how do you leave biting halibut to go set up for the 8 a.m. sea bass bite? So, yeah, just neat to see. And lobster. Lobster started really, really tough over there. So tough that we kind of adjusted and like straight up, I fished the Santa Monica Bay for the first time and tried that because that's, if you kind of do the math, that coastline is closed to commercial activity. There's small spots, you know, a lot of mud, but a lot of small spots in there. So we kind of messed around up there with some really, really, really good results. So like everything in fishing, you got to adjust, but Catalina seems to be kind of like crawling back to being pretty good here on the lobster. So we're looking forward to doing that here for the rest of this month and next month and doing that combo element. Wes is out today, this afternoon, out of Davy's Locker. So see what he comes up with.
Cool to hear that Catalina's coming back just because of the style of trip that's over there and the destination that's involved. And
yep.
I mean, the end result, if you go home with a pile of lobster, you're stoked no matter where you caught it from. But there's something very cool to do it at that place.
Absolutely. And then you throw that sea bass element on top of it, and it's really fun. It's fun from an operator's perspective to kind of have a couple hours to fish sea bass, try to scratch off a couple of those, and then do the lobster thing. And, you know, it's like my wife says, like, you've kind of, like, created your own monster a little bit, like the guaranteed limit trip. Now if I take people to Catalina and you get one limit and you're on a 2-day overnight trip, they're like, oh, we just got one limit, or I only got 8 this time. You know what I mean? So I've created really tough definitions of what good is. My definition of good is you go over there, you hang out with people that you care about, you look at a beautiful island, hopefully you catch something, and on the lobster front, unless it's just horrific, you're always going to catch enough for dinner and enough to put a couple in the freezer to have kind of people in your life over and have another one. So,
and the quality over there is just amazing.
Quality and the taste. Those things taste better than any other lobster
in California.
No matter
what anybody says.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question. So describe a bite fishing charter trip to Catalina.
When people call, or when I talk to people the first time, kind of like I open up the conversation saying, like, I come off a little wishy-washy to new customers, and that's just because I don't really have a lot of, like, set anything. So we can make anything work in terms of, like, times or what we fish for, because everyone has a different narrative of what makes a good trip. Some people want to catch rockfish and just, like, get meat. Other people want to go over there with their wives or whatever. Our standard trip, like an open party trip, which we do 2 of a month, this time of year, we leave at noon and we get back at midnight from Newport. Get over there, fish sea bass, do that until dark or just before dark, and then switch over and do the lobster thing. That's the kind of standard trip if we're going to go over there with 3 or 4 guys, open party. Charter, it could be anything, you know. Some people charter me for 2 or 3 days, and, you know, they jump on the boat, we go to the island, they stay in a hotel, that type of stuff.
That'd be a cool trip.
Really fun, really fun. And that first night, you can kind of go for it on the lobster and get as much as you can, and then the second night, take it a little bit easier, or just fish and then do that great lobster dinner deal at the trap, at Lobster Trap. So there's all sorts of ways to craft it, and, you know, after doing this for 6 seasons over there, I have, like, 4 or 5 fun different plays depending on what the group is, you know?
Totally.
Sure. And it is fun. We've done it. Rick and I have done it with you, and it's a lot of fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah, and when you mention the Lobster Trap, it's a restaurant in Avalon, and you take your lobster in there, and they cook it perfectly.
Perfect.
And absolutely all the accompaniments. It's just, it's a fun night.
No, it's a delicious lobster. Price went up. It's not $12 now, it's $16.
Oh,
went up a whopping
no.
$4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You get 2 sides. But if you make it in there between 3 and 6, beers are $3.
Oh.
So.
Solid. Solid.
Yeah. There's always a way to get the four bucks back.
I'm 100% in.
Yeah. It and like you say, it's a beautiful place just off our coast and easy to get to. Now, you mentioned Wes. Who's Wes?
Wes is Wes Pearson. I have him and James Lega as my kind of right and left hand guys, and they run trips as well. You know, one person in one boat isn't like a scalable business. So, three seasons ago, I got another boat. And then last year, I sold my original Parker and I bought two new ones. So, I have two new 2017 Parkers, same boat, 23 footer. And they run a lot of trips as well. Because what I ran into a few years ago is people, here's the thing, you can like beat it into people as hard as you want, like book early, and people get hit from so many different directions these days with social media, and people's way of marketing is so good and so bad that people are just getting hit with this like blitzkrieg of like book your trip now. People are so busy in Southern California and there's so much going on that most people aren't going to book until the month that they want to go or like the weekend before or any of those things, right? I've had the same guy call me the last 4 years calling on a Wednesday going, I want to go this Saturday. It's like all boats are booked in August. With that said, so I wanted to grow the business, and so it made sense to kind of buy more boats and be aggressive on that front.
Yeah,
we got to know Wes down at Fisherman's Landing this year because he ran so many trips out of Landing, and it's just awesome. And it's so rare. You know, it's one of those things where you usually don't hear how well somebody's doing when you're back at the Landing. You only hear, you know, if there's a complaint, you always hear about it. And if they're just good, you don't hear anything. And it was so rare that just every guy that got off the boat spoke so highly of him. He's awesome and like a pleasure to have at the Landing. And customers clearly love fishing with him because
they
hear about it all the time. He's a really, really good dude.
No, he's excellent. Dare I say, I kind of headhunted him. I wanted someone from a similar background that worked on sport boats, had an education, and was like really aggressive with fishing and not afraid to spend the night on the boat or any of those types of things. And he fit the bill. He's done a great job, and I'm super proud of him. And James, too. James does a wonderful job.
I'm sure the same. We just have the advantage of having Wes in our backyard. Just great.
And we're going to bring the boat back down there after lobster and see what the spring
brings.
Down
to Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah. Love running out of there.
And you'll run Coronado Island trips.
Everything.
Trips.
Yeah.
You'll
Islands.
Bluefin trips.
Yeah. I would, we'll see what happens with this bluefin and everything. Obviously, it's here to stay. I just remember years past, like going down the coast and fishing mesquite and all that northern Baja stuff. And if you have high pressure, that can be some great fishing in February. So I would like to do a lot more of that stuff myself.
Yeah. We need you to go investigate down there so you can put us on it.
I love investigating. Exactly.
That's the thing, too, is like there's the familiar zone where no matter what's going on, you can always expect there to be a ton of boats, or you can literally go the exact same distance, just in a different direction.
Right.
Well within range of everybody. And literally you would think that you were in the middle of Baja. Cause you know, you get down into those areas you're talking about, Sassafras and Mesquite and all those. So there's no one there, you know,
literally.
And fantastic bass fishing. It's one of those things where you can go down there with a game fish target in mind. And should it not connect, your fallback is some of the funnest fishing you could ever want to do. Cods and bass and halibut and all that
kind of
stuff.
Shallow water, it mirrors Conception or like Santa Barbara in a lot of ways,
totally.
Right? It's one of those places you could fish a plastic or a jig or whatever and catch a red or a calico bass or a sea bass or a yellow. Every time I've gone in there on a sport boat on like the tail end of a trip or the second day, because the first day you just kind of knock them, it's always a reminder like this is a really special zone. Yeah. I want to spend more time down here.
Totally.
Pretty untouched. Overall.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some Mexican pongueros doing some commercial fishing, lobster fishing, stuff like
right.
that. But nobody touches those bass down there.
No. It's a wonderful zone. So I definitely like to do more of those trips. And even if it's not next season because bluefin are around or, you know, fill in the blank, the deal with Fisherman's is I want to stay there forever. And I'm thinking down the road more like 3 to 8 years when things change. It's just such a great zone, and nothing's as fishy as San Diego.
Yeah, there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Well, that's cool. So Bite Fishing Charters is kind of like a dual operation, both out of San Diego, now operating out of Davies Locker.
Yeah.
And so you kind of are very flexible, especially with two boats now, the Parker from West Coast Marine. I know we hear you on the show here talking about your Parker from West Coast, and it's just a great all-purpose boat. And you went with the new 300 Yamaha with it.
I did with
How
both of them.
How does that change the whole aspect of that boat?
Substantially. You would think higher horsepower, poorer fuel economy, but it's the exact opposite. You're on plane at 3,700 RPMs, and that boat just, it loves that engine. And when I got the boat in 2013, I had the first white Parker. So, you know, they changed the body style, changed the color, so it was kind of like more yachty, dare I say. And I didn't even think about putting a 300. The 250 was just kind of the standard line on that boat. So I learned a lot with that first boat, and I am trying to apply that with both boats now. But I love that 300 horsepower. It's really what that boat wants.
Yeah.
Because I don't just go fishing with one or two buddies. I have three or four guys, and they bring a lot of stuff, and we're going to do, you know, I'm way more weighed down than.
You get better fuel economy with a 300 than you did with a 250.
I think on average, on the way out with three guys and weighted down and 120 gallons of fuel if you're going to Clemente or whatever, we got like 1.9 on the way out. And then on the way in, I'm at like 2.4, 2.6 a lot of times with everything going your way. Yeah.
Whoa.
Trimmed up, you know, no water in the bait tank. Everything's kind of perfect. You've burned down a lot of fuel. But so on average, you know, that's 2.1, 2.2. And if you slide, you know, 2 miles per gallon into your kind of business model and your overhead, it's a good spot to be in.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about with Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Fishing Charters. And I might say, it's not B-I-T-E, it's B-I-G-H-T, which for the Southern California Bite, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, you're not kidding. Going to be a great show and great information. And we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free line is open right now and a great way to get through because it's going to be a busy morning. That one is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of great fishing, talking Bite Sport Fishing and the Bite Journal, we are also giving away such a crazy prize. And thanks so much to Brandon. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on a trip with Brandon, an open party trip, this Friday or Saturday. You pick what fits better with the schedule. It's one of those Newport's Catalina trips like we just talked about, an unbelievable opportunity. You're going to get to go fishing next weekend, again, Friday or Saturday. Someone's getting to go fishing on an open party spot on Bite Sport Fishing.
So describe that. So you'd leave Friday.
I have two trips. One's Friday, one's Saturday. Okay. And they're going to leave early in the morning, probably meet at Davies at like 4:30.
Okay.
I call it like a dawn to dusk type trip. So you're out there all day. You're doing the sea bass thing all day. Straight sea bass.
Straight sea bass.
Probably catch some yellows along the way. Try that halibut thing. But, you know, if you want to catch something, you got to stay focused on it. So leave early in the morning. Come back that night around dark.
Wow.
So
right.
Yeah.
That's
weather looks good. High pressure looks like it returns like Thursday. We got a little Thursday night, Friday. Looks like we got a little midweek bump again. So that's the gist of it. I have one person signed up for each trip. They're going no matter what.
Okay.
Yep. Cool. So a cool opportunity, too, even if you're not the lucky winner of going, maybe an opportunity to slide on what is a very rare opportunity if you go fishing on an open party trip.
Exactly. Yeah. There's something about those winter trips, too. It's so much more rewarding in every way when you get them and trying, and it's definitely one of my favorite times.
Yeah. That's right. Well, again, if you want to get your opportunity to win that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Brandon, again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number, or toll-free, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The San Diego Sun Road Marina Boat Show returns to the Sun Road Resort Marina this Thursday through Sunday, January 25th through 28th. If you are a boater, don't miss this event. Check out the latest new sailboats and motor yachts at our in-water display, nautical services and products, trailerable fishing and ski boats, free boating seminars, boat rides for kids and adults, great food and more. Lots of fun for real boaters. The San Diego Sun Road Marina Boat Show. For information, go to BigBayBoatShow.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
So, speaking of Seakeeper, we just heard the spot for, I got the opportunity this past week to take out field research for the first fishing trip with the new Seakeeper on the boat.
And? Tell me.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's crazy. So cool.
Because Wednesday, it was sporty. You know, there was like a 10-foot swell in the afternoon there on the lower nine. It was blowing pretty, 12, maybe 14, 15 knots.
Yeah, not nice.
Fishing, it's not nice when in those conditions. Turn the Seakeeper on, it was just amazing.
That's so rad.
So it basically kept us fishing.
That's cool.
Basically, it allowed us to keep fishing. So it's a game changer for sure.
No question.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And a couple of weeks away, they're coming out with their Seakeeper 2 very, very soon, which means on your boat, Ricky, and your boat, you can put a Seakeeper on there.
Crazy.
Battery operated and a lot less expensive than the bigger Seakeepers. So
wow.
How would that be?
I'm ready.
When you flick that thing on, it's kind of like your binoculars, your gyros. It's just an instant, like, dong, dong.
It's about a – it's not quite as instantaneous as it is, but it's about a three-second kind of delay.
Wow.
There. Just because it takes
– of course.
A couple seconds for the momentum to go away. But it was funny. I had the guys fishing down on the upper deck. I was fishing on the upper deck on the bridge, and they were fishing down the cockpit. And I turned it off, and about 15 seconds went by, and the boat's rocking pretty well. And the little guy's like, what the heck happened here?
It's getting bumpy.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I just wanted to bring you back to reality. So,
neat.
Yeah, it's a pretty and amazing device.
Technology is incredible these days.
How do they do it?
Right.
I just don't get it.
We've said it a few times, but it is the case. Like, it won't be tomorrow, and it won't be next year, but whatever it is, 10 years – there won't be a boat that's produced that doesn't have that on.
Yes.
It's too great of a convenience. It's air conditioning in a car. It's whatever it is. You can't hardly buy a car that didn't have a navigation unit now. It's one of those things that, like, it is such a difference.
Yes.
That at some point just every single thing will come with it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, is it an expensive unit? Yes.
No doubt.
Is
but is it worth it?
Is it worth it? After one trip, I can say absolutely, this is going to be a total game changer for me on the water.
That's
sure.
So rad.
And people that go fishing with
totally.
Me, too. So, yeah.
And the same thing, too. Like, you know, I know that there's a lot of people that are in a scenario that would love to have a person come with them, whether it be a family member, its wife, its girlfriend, its buddies, it's
right.
who you would wish you could fish. It's a boat partner who only wants to take the boat out on a bay cruise because they don't like it. I mean, you know, it's a way that you can plug something in that you can now enjoy the boat with people that you really would like to but just can't go. And I know that story plays out for hundreds of people.
Yeah, no doubt.
So cool.
For sure. All right. Well, hey, phones are packing up. They want to talk to Brandon. In fact, the phones are packed.
It's solid full.
So keep on trying. You'll get through. Have a chance to go fishing with Brandon this Friday or Saturday over to Catalina on a 12-hour trip. Sounds like fun. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Let's start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick. Happy New Year, Brandon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice.
Yep, always a pleasure to speak to you on the radio, even better when I get a chance to fish with you. You know, just a comment and then a question for Brandon. Brandon, you run an outstanding operation, and you haven't talked about it yet, but I know you will, the Bite Journal. So look forward to hearing about that. So my question for you is, from your years of experience, what is the one or two things that an angler does to not put landing that nice big white sea bass on the boat once they've hooked up?
That's a good question. I think that with a lot of fishing, people kind of create a narrative before they even step on the boat or see what conditions are. So you got to adjust and fish whatever's working in the past. So specific to your question with the sea bass thing, guys come out and go, I got to fill in the blank, a 46-pounder on a white jig. I love the white jig. I'm going to fish the white jig the whole time. And that's great, but like the conditions and the spot that you're fishing has to be very white jig dependent. You know what I mean? So if it was like really strong current at like Seal or Under the Light or West Cove, I fish that thing, you know, 12 feet of water where you want to kind of work your bait and really cover some water and cast up into condition and stuff like that. So I think just staying loose and staying flexible and then just keeping with it the whole time. Usually the guys that complain they're not getting bit are the guys that aren't fishing the hardest, you know, like the classic elbows on the rail thing, cast out. Sea bass aren't like a, they're not going to root around in the sand and eat the bait off the bottom. So if you just cast out your 1-ounce lead head with a squid and just cast it out and put it in the rod holder, you're not going to catch one. Better thing to do would be to just drop it straight under the boat, turn the handle 4 or 5 times so it's up off the bottom like a dropper loop. So, yeah. So that type of stuff, for sure.
Yeah, and working your bait.
Working your bait, yeah. I mean, there's definitely a time for rod holder fishing, but you know, that's not all the time.
You made a good point, too, because, you know, the window, be it 5 years ago now, when it was squid nesting and sea bass again became the in vogue thing to do.
Right.
You caught most of them by just parking on a spot and dropping your anchor and putting a bait down on a dropper loop and waiting for the rod to fold in half.
Exactly.
And back to island fishing and things like that. I mean, not that you can't, and I'm sure you catch plenty on a dropper loop, but, you know, there, it's back to sea bass fishing when you're doing things like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And sea bass was in vogue 5 or 6 years ago because there was nothing else to do.
Right.
There was no local tuna, which right. I tell people who just kind of – there's been a pretty big influx of new anglers the last few years for several reasons, good fishing, and fishing's just kind of like trending hard right now. And they don't believe, like, what? There wasn't always this bluefin, or you couldn't go 20 miles and catch a tuna. That just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks in the fall if you were lucky, right?
And it's cyclical. I mean, it's
big time, yeah. And I think that cycle, I think this season we're going to have the best of everything again, kind of get some good sea bass fishing and the tuna and everything. So I dare say this, I'm really excited about this season.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then Don had a question about the Bite Journal.
Bite Journal is a biannual journal that I've done. We've done 5 issues. And we're behind schedule on the next one. There's 4 of us that work on it. We all have full-time jobs. So the last time I sent out an issue, there was kind of a letter to subscribers like, you know, we're doing it this way. It's a semi-infrequent print schedule. So, you know, I wish it was done right now. It's not right now. Just we're working on it. We're going to ship it off next month. So
okay.
If you're wondering, like, why haven't I got my bite? And it's a little bit late. Sorry about that, but it's just kind of the nature of it.
Any teasers you can give us about what's in there?
Let's see.
While you're thinking, I just want to mention, too, that, like, the reason you know, the reason, and I love stuff like this, and that's what I love about all the things you do like this, is the reason it's not out yet is because it wouldn't be a Brandon Hayward Byte Journal if it wasn't.
Right.
Like, could you have scrambled and maybe put it together looser or not as polished? Probably.
Right.
But, like, that's not what that publication is.
Yeah.
And I love stuff like that.
Neat. And this issue is very, I'll say this, this issue is very Baja heavy to the point where I was almost like, should we just, like, call it the Baja issue, even though that's not too original? So it's very Baja, very West Coast centric,
cool.
This issue. Yeah.
Cool. Is there a Hewlett story in there?
There is.
All right.
Yeah. Sure is.
As long as there's always that, exactly. I'm always in.
Yeah. For sure.
Cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Don, getting started this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Bert. He's calling us from Corona this morning. What's up, Bert? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Bert.
Morning, guys.
Go ahead, Bert.
Having a cup of coffee, and I was listening to your broadcast on 1090, and I remember going fishing with Brandon probably 15 years ago. You're a young kid at the time.
Call me a punk. Call me a punk.
it's been so long ago. I believe we were on the Q105 way back in the day.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm just glad to see that you're advanced yourself into this fishing industry as much as you have.
Well, thanks,
Brad. I'd really like to go fishing with you. Do you have a phone number or anything of where I can contact your Byte Fishing Charter so I can try and hook up a good date?
Yeah, my cell phone is 949-212-0719. Phone call is always the best way. But if you want a little bit of backstory and to check things out, bitesportfishing.com. I just posted our open party dates for the winter. Like I said, there's about two a month that we do. And I put up a couple spring dates as well. So that's up there. And it's a pretty simple website. There's only five or six pages, but there's a page dedicated to sea bass, a page dedicated to lobster, and a page dedicated to offshore, which these days means that big bluefin. So if you want pricing and info and all that type of stuff, everything's there at bitesportfishing.com.
And again, B-I-G-H-T, bitesportfishing.com.
Yeah, yeah. When I first started the business, I had a 17-foot boat, and I took one person at a time, and I was called One Man Charters, and I kept that name for a couple seasons, even though we take three people now fishing or four lobster. And I still own that domain. So if you have, like, One Man Charters still in your browser, that ships you over there as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Byte, B-I-G-H-T, sportfishing.com.
Yep.
And kind of three people on a fishing trip, four people on a lobster trip, so that's kind of your norm?
Yeah, that is. You know, with charters, some of our best customers come out with two or even one still, mm-hmm. right? But the price is the same no matter how many we take. So for the lobster set and lobstering, the way I lower the price is bring four. And I think four people works out good for lobster because you make two-man teams. They can battle it out.
Yeah. And how does a lobster trip work?
That's a good question.
Yeah, yeah. I like to get my gear in the water before dark. So, and I adjust the timing, again, depending on daylight savings or where we're at.
Right.
So I like to have and Catalina comes up pretty high. Rise in the east, sets in the west, right? And the island's orientated east to west. So sunset there behind the island's pretty early. So I want to get over there early, not be rushed, get the gear out. And so right before it's dark, the gear's soaking, and it's not a big time pressure thing. So you're there for kind of that early crawl if that's going on that night. Not that it always is.
Yeah.
And then kind of anchor up.
Kind of noon, 1 o'clock,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. If the trip was going tomorrow, I'd probably leave at 2, meet at 1:30 at Davies, leave at 2. And then kind of lightly fish. Guys can have their dinner or whatever they want to do for the sundowner and then start pulling gear. And from there, you're kind of pulling the whole time. You know, by the time we pull the 10th one, I'm usually circling back. Lobsters are just a weird thing, man. There's not, no matter how much you take on notes and everything, there's no rhyme or reason. It's not like fishing where I can be like, ooh, the current's going this way and have a pretty good feel of what's going on. Those things are so random and they have to be crawling out of their caves. So if I'm out a lot, I'll know there's like a good kind of like late crawl, and I might put a little extra soak time in. But usually after the 10th one, I start pulling again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of keep going around.
Yeah. Yep.
And then how does it work when you do those things where you go into town and is that like a day and a half trip? Or
That's usually a charter thing where the charter group wants to do it, or regulars where they're all on board on doing that. And that's usually like on that kind of like 2-day trip where they're staying on the island, or everyone says like, we want to fish until 9 o'clock, 9:15, and then go on the island and have dinner and go home, or fish night sea bass after that, or whatever everyone wants to do.
Gotcha. Charter group says, we don't care how many we catch. We just want to go and catch some.
Totally.
And hopefully we get enough to have dinner.
Some guys are like, I just want to fish and catch 3 lobster for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Lobster traps open late.
The kitchen stays open till 10. So yeah. Even if it's dumping rain, you know they're open till 10.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. You'll see like, you'll slide in there at like 9:30 and you'll see people who haven't been to the island before. And they're, like, going around to the restaurants, and everything's just dark. And then the place shuts down pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'll just, like, kind of, like, wave them in. Like, you guys are looking for dinner, and they end up there.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Bert. Go check them out. It'd be a fun trip for you.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Sam, who's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for hanging in there with Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Hey, good morning.
Sam?
Morning. Hey, Brandon, I have gone up a few seasons. And my question is, are you like forecasting this season? How are you envisioning the trips you're going to take? Like, do you think you're going to put some tuna trips out there about May? You know, what will you do through the summer and things like that?
Yeah. Good morning. On the tuna front, straight up the last few years, I don't make that hard transition to bluefin until mid-July. Could change this year with the boat down at Fisherman's and everything. It's just, if we're going to offer those trips, I want to feel like it's good charter fishing and there's a shot at catching more than one. Again, it gets back to like going fishing with your buddies and putting in 7 days before you catch one is a big difference between taking groups out, right? So I kind of just do the sea bass thing until mid-July and then on that stuff. So we'll definitely be doing some of those trips. I don't have an offshore open party schedule up now. We're definitely taking bookings. Calendar's definitely very snug because those things are just like sea bass. You know, if you come out once and catch them, it's just like the first time you came out, you guys caught a big, beautiful sea bass. You want to try again. Same thing with the bluefin.
Right.
And regular customers have a stranglehold on a lot of dates that they're just not going to let go.
Yeah.
So what I do is I do a first right of refusal for charters. If people charter the boat the year before, they have, you know, first dibs on that day again.
Yeah. So. Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, but we'd love to get you back out again. If you really want to do that bluefin thing and you want to get out in July or August, let me know. I'll craft an open party trip just around you and put something up, okay?
Custom made.
Thanks,
custom made for Sammy.
Yeah, we'll definitely get out again this year.
Okay, cool. Right. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, next up, let's talk to Steve. That's actually our buddy Steve calling with a little CCA info. What's up, Steve?
Morning, Steve.
You know, it's getting to be that springtime showtime deal, and CCA has scheduled an open meeting so that CCA members and non-members alike can come and meet your San Diego board and hear a nice presentation from Chad from Hookup Baits. We'll have adult beverages and light food. It's going to take place February 10th at Lobster Port Trap Company in Oceanside. That's at 3245 Production Avenue. For more information, you can go to ccacalifornia.org, and we'll have a post up on that particular event, the open meeting. So we'd love to see you come out and talk to us and learn more about CCA. In addition, you're going to have your live broadcast from Dana Landing. That's going to be your broadcast in combination with a fundraiser for CCA.
Yep.
There will
February
be
18th.
February 18th, right, and a couple of great conditions there. Steve Pinard will be giving you a $40 gift card if you pay $30 and join CCA. In addition to that, if you do a lifetime membership, he will provide your choice of Maui Jim sunglasses for a lifetime membership. So
that's
great,
so
opportunity. Join CCA.
Steve's very generous about that, Steve Pinard at Dana Landing. And, you get paid
seriously
an extra $10 to join CCA. Thanks to Steve.
You get a $30 membership to CCA. He immediately hands you a $40 gift card. That's rad.
How about that?
Yeah, Steve's the man.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Hey, good job, Steve. Thanks a lot for the info. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. Phones are packed up, and we've got an open phone line. A great time for you to get through. 858-457-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup with Brandon Hayward on the Mighty 1090. On the banks of the Smith,
yeah. This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And Brandon, I know you're a Shimano guy.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the best rig for sea bass?
If I'm going to kind of rig everything up before a trip, I love that that Trinidad 16 with 65 pound on it and a nice like 8 or 9 foot rod, short little piece of fluorocarbon on that Power Pro, and long cast up on a beach or towards the kelp.
Crazy lightweight spool. You can cast something as light as a leadhead and squid and still have, you know, that light spool weight for good casting, but power to deal with a 50-pound fish that's trying to drive you into kelp.
Straight
and
grind. Straight grind.
So rad.
Yeah.
And the thing about that Trinidad 16A is it has spool capacity and incredible power. We were using that same reel fishing rockfish the other day. It's a versatile reel.
It is.
You can go tuna to sea bass to rockfish.
Yep, all in the same day.
Yeah, in the same day.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, check it out. The Trinidad A with a Therese combo and Power Pro from Shimano. Check your local Shimano dealer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the catch port. And hey, we want to remind you, if you're going to go offshore fishing, you got to focus your offshore fishing time in the best areas. And the best way to do that, it's with Terrafin charts. There's no doubt about it. Between temperature, chlorophyll, and more, Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We're going to start it off up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Welcome back, Woolley.
Hey, P-Rick, what's up? Brando, what's up, dude?
Hey, good morning.
Well, guys, for us up here this week, just going to call it a standard January week. You know, 3-quarter-day trips for us. We continue to fish that sculpin down there off of Camp Pendleton this week, as we have been for, the last few weeks, for sure. still plenty of nice ones being caught. I'm going to tell you again, the dropper leaf baits or that Lucanus jig have been the best setups for those scorpion fish. And then, you know, a five fish limit, it's definitely been doable, a little bit more work than it was, you know, last week or two, but certainly in the stars, if you put in your time there. Not much to report on as far as the bass fishing goes up here. You know, a couple days with some fair action on the heavy lead head, kind of rolled across the bottom with a piece of squid on it. That accounted for some nice sand bass and a few calico bass, but for the most part, it's been a day-to-day deal, no doubt about it. The headliner here for us, though, has been this really good halibut fishing. You know, you guys saw the cover of the Western Outdoor News this week, that nice halibut on there. Our Derby leaderboard is definitely full. The low spot, the number 25 spot of the fish, is just under 10 pounds, and the fish just consistently go up from there. So last Sunday's drift trip on the Clemente, they had 17 legal fish find their way on the boat that trip, and they released plenty of other fish. So definitely I'm going to call it the best halibut fishing we've seen here in a while, especially considering that there really hasn't been a big squid sign on the beach here yet. Most of this fish has been hanging out under the spots of a sardine and a small mackerel. It's been all over the place. So those guys are out today on the Clemente. We'll see how their trip plays out for them, but you know, especially after that wind blowing around yesterday. So we'll see how it all shakes out, but that's pretty much it for us here. If you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. The phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web as well at danwharf.com. The book online and do all that stuff from there.
Awesome. Well, great info, Willie. Certainly good fishing to be had, and glad to hear that, obviously, like, say, good skull fishing and that halibut thing just continuing to be just blow my mind at how crazy halibut, good you guys are doing with that halibut derby.
It's good to see. You know, certainly the best derby, you know, as far as fish catching wise, you know, it's been good and consistent. So
cool.
Hopefully keep it rolling.
Awesome. All right. Well, sure appreciate the report, and we will talk to you guys next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Bry.
All right. Appreciate that.
Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to ring in, that is going to temporarily finish our catch report up today. And don't forget to pick up your 2018 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the Long Fin, Turner's Outdoorsman, and other fine tackle stores. The proceeds help benefit CCA California. And don't forget to register your calendar at the ccacalifornia.org website. It'll enter you to have a chance to win a great monthly prize that are always announced right here on Let's Talk.
And don't forget, so we announced a monthly prize yesterday.
That was cool.
Sumo Tackle Package. And you can always check to see if you were the winning one on their Facebook page, CCA Cal California. And don't forget, if you buy that calendar or you have the calendar already and you haven't registered it, you can't win the prize unless you register.
Jump on the website, punch it in, take you less than a minute, and got a chance of winning a bunch of cool stuff.
There you go. Hey, 858-457-1090 open right now. You want to get through? It's been a busy morning, hard to get through. There's your chance. 858-457-1090.
Don and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Brandon. Had a question about Brandon's trips to Catalina. I'm self-employed and fish during the week. I was inquiring maybe a two-day trip. Brandon, is that something that's feasible?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I run mostly weekday trips. My kind of schedule this year is I'm only working one weekend a month, you know, with three little kids and two, you know, Noah's in school. So, and I don't know what's worse, man, weekend on the water or weekend, like, driving. I'm still trying to do the math on that one. It's just, weekends are tough. So if I have my way, I'm just, like, midweek all the time.
Yeah,
so,
I'm yeah, like no, Tuesday, Wednesday deal. I got your phone number when you shot it out earlier. And the other thing is you said the Trinidad 16 was your preferred weapon for the white sea bass. What should I spool up with and go with?
Yeah, I don't give people hard tackle advice until a few days before the trip, because if you fish the coast, it's much different than the island. But for that winter fishing, I know we're going to be at the island. You could rig up two ways. If you don't like braid, you can just put a bunch of 30-pound mono on there. Sometimes I rig boat rods up with new customers or new fishermen with mono, just because it's a little easier for them to cast, right? Otherwise, it's just a lot of it's a different casting style, and there's not a ton of kelp there right now, so you can get by with that 30 pound, or you could fish, you know, 40 on a 20 if you wanted to. But what I like to fish is that 16 with 50 or 65-pound braid and then a little piece of, like, 50-pound fluorocarbon, 6-0 size, you know, nice big squid hook and a small sliding sinker or a little little lead head. I have all the terminal tackle on the boat, hooks, sinkers, you know, Gucci lead heads that cost me $3 a piece, all that type of stuff. So if you come on the boat with two rods and a little wheel of fluorocarbon, I got everything else. And, you know, I have all Shimano rods and reels, and dare I say, I have very top shelf charter tackle.
Love all the Shimano stuff. I've started fishing the Abbott small two speeds, the MXJs. And,
yeah, I mean, any brand, it's just like, you know, what do you like Bud Light or Coors Light or whatever? You find what you like and people kind of stick with it. You know what I mean? So,
Coors Light.
Yeah, I kind of like a craft beer. That's why I fish Shimano.
Me too. I like a fine pig from Russian River. You know what I mean? Smooth and, you enjoy it all the way.
And I like Coors Light. I fish Trinidad's.
Right.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Silver bullet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if you want to bring your own, what I'm getting at is you don't have to use, like, what I use.
Sure.
Feel free to use whatever you want to do. But, you know, I could fish with anything, and that's what I use.
And a cool opportunity, too, if you, you know, if you do bring, you know, your Reel X out there, it's also a cool opportunity to grab one of Brandon's rods and fish it. And,
I don't like lever drag reels for sea bass fishing. The spool on them is very heavy, and I want to be able to click into gear and pop that bait around. So I like a star drag reel for that style of fishing. Offshore tuna, different story. But for sea bass, I don't like that lever drag, small two-speed kind of reel.
You think they just feel it? Or
I just think you can't cast as far, and you're not. It's harder. Not hard. It's just popping in and out of gear and kind of moving your bait around and everything is definitely better and easier with the star drag reel.
And you said something's a little different for the bigger tanker grade on the coast. What do you use there?
That depends where we're fishing, and a lot of that fish, like, you know, I've fished them before in pretty heavy kelp and structure and that type of stuff. For that stuff, I might fish like a Talica 12 with 80.
Okay.
We had four fish over 70 pounds last year.
Jeez.
None of them in squid nests, you know? So I want to...
You got to get them out of the kelp.
Yeah, yeah.
Short top shot.
Short top shot, and I want to fish something that has a lot of stopping power and a good-sized barrel, so when you turn the handle, you're putting on some real line.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people have a lot of misnomers about sea bass, you know? And one of them is like, oh, they barely fight. But those 65-pounders, man, they have a huge tail, like as wide as your shoulders. And once they get that thing moving, they're going to go on some massive runs.
Yeah.
Massive runs. So
and that Talica has the power. You can put it in gear.
I want to slow them down.
Yeah.
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 And I like the lever drag for rod holder fishing because you can set it so you're not at, like, full-on strike, gnarly, like everything comes tight super fast because I don't fish clicker a lot of times. I fish everything in gear in the rod holder. So I want to be able to do what I want to do, right?
I want to be able to get a hook into them,
yep.
but not bust them off. And
yep.
Totally.
Yeah.
So in that case, you do like a lever drag for sea bass on the coast.
I do, yeah.
Okay, very good. One thought I'll throw in this, too, is on that Trinidad 16A, you fill it with Max Quattro, which is 25% thinner. You can get a lot more line on it.
Right.
So if you do end up wanting to fish tuna with it.
Right.
And, totally. Yeah, you do happen to hook a big one.
I've been spooled before by sea bass on like 12 and 14 size reels.
Really?
Yeah. The first 60 pounder that I caught, I got spooled the bait before on a 12 sized reel. So 16 is as small as I fish usually.
Yeah. Okay.
This is how I look at a lot of things in fishing. You're not always fishing for what's biting that second. You're fishing for what you could potentially get the next bite from, right? So that means if you're catching 25 pounders, you still got to be ready for a 62. Right, if you're fishing for 50-pound bluefin, you still gonna be ready for a 170.
Like long range fishing or fishing in Hawaii or whatever. Like, you know, you spent all this money and time and effort trying to catch a 60. You know, don't be satisfied that you can catch a 25-pounder when the reason you took your time off of work and you went with a guy like Brandon and you put all your effort into fishing that bait hard all night long, like you did it to catch a 60-pounder.
And don't kid yourself, Catalina's a great place for a 50 to 60-plus-pound sea bass the last couple of years. It can happen. I think that local fish, when it washes into the beach, if it doesn't like what it sees, it splinters back out, and a lot of it ends up at Catalina again.
Now, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, well, damn, I caught this 50-pounder, and I really wanted a 25-pounder.
Yeah. You know,
right.
I don't think anybody's ever said that.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. What's up, Gundy?
Wow, good information. Holy smokes.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Gundy?
How's it going, Brandon? How's it going, guys?
Good, good.
That's an interesting observation. I don't think any other fish reacts to a clicker or to the feel of the spool when they pick up a bait than a sea bass, you know. I,
Right.
I've had them where they don't like something about what they picked up and they drop it, you know, and that is definitely places where you get little advantages when you realize those things. But anyways, very good stuff. Hey, we got an interesting thing going around here, middle of January. You know, we haven't had those blowout storms. Overall, tough conditions this week. We've had the cold front and the winds, but there's still some good sign. We haven't, like I said, had those big winter storms that blow conditions out in the bays and all that. So things are still holding up. In fact, in the bays, that little bit of rain greened up the water, and now there's a lot of bait in there, and the halibut bite took off in the bays, if you can believe that. There's some nice fish taken this week. Bays, harbors, lagoons, that was the bright spot. Hook, line, sinker reported several illegals taken in and around Santa Barbara Harbor. The sand spit is one of the hot spots up there, has been for a while. Wiley's reported some of the perch guys were finally able to get up as far as Wainimi there. The 101's still out, so some of those northern beaches still a little out of touch. But they reported excellent barred perch catch early in the week, good weather. 2-pound, 2-ounce fish was the biggest, so that's a good sign. That should just get better. Just fishing a Redondo, had a couple striped bass early in the week, a 4 and a 6-pounder, fell for frozen anchovy down by the Hermosa Pier there. Big fish reported several legal halibut taken on Zoom flukes. White Zoom flukes were the ticket. Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, those more protective beaches. They said look for the birds. That'll tip you off to the bait. The less protected beaches were the best this week. Blown out were most of the others. Ketchum reported very good bite inside Newport Bay. The guy sent me a few photos this week of some nice halibut taken in the bay there. And then Dana Point reported Doheny in and around the harbor, slow grind on the underspin bait. Underspins are basically, if you remember the old Roadrunners, they just have a little flash underneath them, and you fish them with a variety of different plastics. And then finally, Pacific Coast Blue Water in North County there reported excellent halibut action in the bays, in the lagoons, white and chartreuse, curly-tailed grubs, 3- and 4-inch Keytec and MC swim baits, frozen anchovy for baits. That water greens up. Chartreuse comes into play when you fish that shallow stuff, and you don't see guys using grubs for halibut a lot anymore, but that's a heck of a bait, a white grub, chartreuse grub, something like that. So kind of a neat thing, a little halibut bite in the middle of January.
Yeah, man, we'll good take info. It, right? Yeah, white grub, Gundy's secret weapon.
Loves the grub.
Yeah, grubs go out of style, but the fish always eat them.
Yeah, that's it, man. Well, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thank you very much for the
great
fantastic
show, guys.
Report,
hey,
as
I'll
usual.
Talk to you this afternoon, Brandon.
Yeah, hit me up. I'm around.
Thanks, Gundy.
Right on.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Good
show, guys.
Appreciate that very much. And if you want to get through, rare opportunity right now to not only have a chance to go fishing with Brandon by winning that trip we're giving away next Friday or Saturday, and talk to this man, 858-457-1090, open right now.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls, great information, great reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at royalstarsportfishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
You've heard all about it.
stupid. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Good fishing clothing is an important part of your tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. AFCO clothing is built just for anglers, and we have all the 2018 styles. AFCO was the originator of the plier pocket on their shorts, and the Stealth Fishing Short is the latest innovation from AFCO. Stay warm and dry with the Horizon Waterproof Fleece, and the best t-shirts, wovens, and performance shirts are built by AFCO. We have a great selection of AFCO clothing, so visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.